plus our podcast with you everywhere you go.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. How are you doing this morning, sir? So where do you want to start, Drew? Do you want to start with the travel ban, or when we start with the legislature's lawsuit?
We can start wherever you want.
Well, let's start with the legislative lawsuit. They had their first day in court yesterday, and from what I've been able to gather, the agreement to extend the legislature's funding for 3 months did go through, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now that was. When I first saw that, when that news first broke on Friday, to me, that felt like a little bit of a concession from the Dayton camp that they probably don't think that this case is going to go their way. And there were some comments in the Pioneer Press story yesterday that even Dayton indicated that, yeah, you know, he knew when he did this that he was going to be facing a lawsuit. Do you read that way, that this is a bit of a concession on the Dayton's on the part of Dayton's camp?
A little bit, yes. I mean, this was a stipulated agreement. These things happen. It's not a settlement of the issue at all. I think that the main issue that still has to be resolved, and you know, the governor comes out and says he reread the Constitution and he believes that what he did was totally within bounds. But he's only, in my opinion, he's only reading one provision of the Constitution, which is a line item veto. And ultimately, just like we discussed when the lawsuit was filed, the legislature filed an injunction, and ultimately this is going to be decided very quickly by the Supreme Court. This question of how does the line item veto provision interplay with the powers granted to the legislative branch in another part of the Constitution? That's what Supreme Courts do when they read possibly conflicting provisions of a constitution together to figure out how does it work.
So what you're, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jeff O'Brien, but what you're saying is we have further evidence, or at least we still don't know, and it would appear that the governor didn't read all of the Constitution.
As far as I can tell, yeah, because he missed that whole, I mean, the idea that, I think it was in the Pioneer Press story that went into a little more detail about the questions that the judge asked both sides in the hearing yesterday. And one of the questions came up exactly what we talked about on the show previously, is what if you don't like a court opinion? Are you going to defund the judicial branch?
Right.
I don't think ultimately this is going to end well for the governor, because you've got another branch of government deciding this case. In the back of their mind, it's an absolutely legitimate question. We don't have a dictator. We have a co-equal branch of government in terms of the executive branch. And for the governor as a chief executive of the state to just line item out a funding for another branch, I don't think they're going to go for it.
The arguments made here in this Star Tribune story on behalf of the governor, it says the governor's attorney contended that Dayton was well within the bounds of the Constitution and his authority as governor to line item veto items in the budget. And he is. I mean, because that's basically all the Constitution says, is that you can line item veto items. And then he went on to say that the legislature's argument that the veto would cripple another branch of government was inaccurate, because the other branches of government can seek court relief and receive enough funding to continue operating. Basically, the governor is arguing that my line item veto, it can easily be overturned by the court, so it's not really crippling you. His argument doesn't really hold a lot of water for this line item veto actually sticking.
It absolutely doesn't. I don't think that's a very powerful argument to say, well, if they don't like what I did, they can go to court. Well, we're in court right now. That's the whole point of this. So I don't understand his logic on this one, and I don't think he's going to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically just concede. I mean, if I'm the court and they make that argument to me is, well, if they don't like what I did, then you guys can overturn it. Then I would just sort of shrug my shoulders and go, okay, that's what we'll do then. You're not really arguing the merits of defunding the legislature.
That's exactly right.
You know what we're not talking about in any of this? Like, what's best for the people of Minnesota? Like, this is just such a colossal... This isn't aimed at you, Jeff. I mean, the fact that Dayton did this, and the fact this is going to court, and the fact that we're spending time on this and articles will be written, it is such a colossal waste of time. Like, we're not accomplishing anything right now. I know we have to get an answer because of Dayton's stupidity here, but the reality is, it's like we've moved so far away from the actual issues. You know, I hope they decide it quickly so that we can move on and actually just get it done and start moving forward. Because right now, it just feels like we're just wasting time.
Well, you know, I agree with you, John. I mean, the whole thing is, as you guys have talked about, you know, several times on your show, is we're fighting over the governor doesn't like provisions in bills that he signed. I mean, this is like, you know, signing a contract and then suing because of provisions that aren't in there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Those are the things that happen in the negotiating process. If you don't like something that's in the bill, or if you don't like something that's in a contract that's being proposed to you, before you sign it, you try to get them taken out. Once you sign it, the conversation's over. You've agreed. That's binding.
That's right.
Yeah. I liked the argument from the legislature's attorney where he mentioned that the legislative funding veto was not because he disagreed with that part of the budget itself, but because he was trying to force the legislature's hand on separate issues. And that's sort of, I think, where the court can step in and say the purpose of, you know, sort of clarify and codify the purpose of the line item veto provision in the Constitution. It's to strike aspects of a budget, to strike appropriations that you do not agree with, not as just a negotiating tactic.
That's exactly right. And in terms of that statement, the governor has provided ample evidence in his letter to the legislature when he did veto their funding. That was it's attached to the complaint. That if anybody goes out there and looks at it, they will find it, and it's an exhibit to the complaint. And he said this several times on, you know, to the media as well, that this is the reason he did it. And again, like you just said, Drew, that the purpose of the line of veto is to veto, you know, parts of legislation that he disagrees with, not as a negotiating tactic to force the legislature to come back in a special session and agree to what he wants.
Right.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, hey, thanks for talking to us at this moment. We're going to speak to you again just right around 8:15 this morning. We'll get into the Supreme Court and their ruling on the travel ban. So we'll talk to you here in just a few hours, buddy.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon, guys.
Take care.
Look, you know, and shame on the media.